Good morning. It's time for The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Thursday, August 9th, 2018. We have a dozen vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we're looking at west to southwest winds about 5 knots. They're going to swing around to the northwest later in the afternoon at about 10 knots. Wind waves from the northwest about 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart, but we've got those west swells about 3 feet high coming in from further out to sea about 12 seconds apart there. Patchy fog early this morning, and today we're going to hear more on our series here on the Ship Report about commercial fishing gear. We're going to talk more with Scott McMullen. He's the head of the Oregon Fishermen's Cable Committee and has been a commercial fisherman in the Pacific Northwest for 45 years. So we've been talking about a topic that is really fascinating. I don't know much about it. I'm learning a lot listening to this interview. We've been talking about what's underwater, what kind of gear is down there helping to catch the fish. And then today we're going to talk about once you get a net full of fish, which weighs a lot, we'll talk about that, how do you get it on board the boat? So that's all coming up in just a couple of minutes. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 2 inbounders, 4 in the Astoria anchorage, and 6 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Bess. She's arriving from South Africa, headed for Portland. She is a car carrier with Hyundais on board. She'll pass Astoria around 1:30 p.m., see her in Portland about 7:30 tonight. The James Bay is arriving from China. She's headed for Vancouver, Washington. The anchorage there, but her cargo is cement. She's heading to a berth in Portland eventually. She'll pass Astoria around 10 p.m. and arrive in the Vancouver anchorage around 4 a.m. on Friday morning. In the Astoria anchorage off the downtown waterfront, the Densa Seal will be heading to Portland, to the Port of Portland, to pick up potash. She'll be leaving around 9 a.m. Look for her in Portland by probably mid-afternoon. The integrated tug and barge rig, ITB, you've heard me talk about ATBs, which are articulated tug and barge rigs. This is an integrated tug and barge. A little bit different, but it does involve a tug and a barge directly attached together. So with an ATB, there's a hydraulic mechanism that acts like a hinge so that it can flex. But with an integrated tug and barge, the two lock together, and so they are a solid piece there. But they can be separated. So it's kind of an evolving technology, a newer technology in tug and barge setups where requires fewer crew members but can carry a lot of cargo. So this is the SLNC Mocha Pahu. She's in the anchorage awaiting orders. She'll be undergoing some inspections. The Navios Prosperity is a bulk carrier, as is the Ince Marmara. They are both out there also in the Astoria anchorage. And so you can take a look and see the difference between an ITB or ATB rig, the look of it, and a ship, because those vessels will be anchored out there together for a while. Today. So you can see that when you do look closely at something like an ITB or an ATB rig, you can see that it actually is a tug and a barge attached together, even though at a glance it looks like kind of an unusual looking ship. And our outbounders, the Sea Angel, is leaving Portland with potash on board. She's leaving around 6:30 this morning, could pass Astoria a little after noontime. The Aegea Skeppy is leaving Kalama carrying wheat. She'll be leaving around 8:30 a.m. and could pass Astoria, 1:30 or so early afternoon. The American Endurance is leaving Portland. She's a petroleum tanker. She's leaving around 9:30 a.m., 9:30, could be here mid-afternoon outbound. The Merritt Trader is leaving Portland, soda ash on board there, so she is leaving from the port of Portland, leaving at about 3:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 9:30 p.m. The London Highway is a car carrier with Toyotas on board. She's heading out about 5 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 11 p.m. And the Bearish Bondi is leaving Kalama with wheat on board about 5 p.m. today and could pass Astoria outbound around 10 p.m. Well, we're going to talk more about fishing gear. I had a question from a listener asking about seeing a commercial fishing boat going by and noting all of the like outriggers and poles and things that were sort of sticking out into space from this vessel, that she just wondered what it was all about. And then I looked at her question and realized that I didn't know the answer. So what I love to do is bring in an expert, and that person in this case is Scott McMullen. As I said, he's the head of the Oregon Fishermen's Cable Committee, a group that negotiates agreements between companies that are installing telecommunications cable on the ocean floor, and fishermen who are using fishing gear, and that's those same places. So They create agreements that allow them to share, to productively and safely share the seabed for both of their business operations. So that's what Scott does now. But for 45 years, he was a commercial fisherman. So we're going to hear him talk today about what do you do when you have a net full of fish? That's really heavy. How do you? Mm-hmm. What do you? What happens then? Do they take it on board?
Well, they have fishing trawlers have big winches, very powerful hydraulic systems, bring it up to the surface, and most trawlers will have a stern ramp, and so instead of lifting the fish, you're sort of dragging it up the ramp in the stern of the vessel, and they have sometimes zippers in the cod end to allow the net to be opened up and spilled into the hold. Midwater trawlers use sort of a refrigerated seawater tanks, and so the fish spill into those tanks and are immediately chilled with refrigerated seawater. And most of the whiting vessels will make a trip one day. They'll catch the fish and be back in to unload that day.
So I'm not sure how you would say pounds of fish, or how much can a boat hold?
Whiting boats, 150,000 pounds, 200,000 pounds, just depends on the size of the vessel. These schools are massive, and we're only taking a small fraction of the whole school because the Management Council has calculated the amount that can be safely harvested in order to keep the fish in a sustainable size. So the stock is kept in a sustainable level, but they'll say, certain small percentage, I think it's typically less than 20% of the fish are harvested each year, and then they're replenished by the next season, by the next year class of fish coming up. So.
And he's talking about the Pacific Fisheries Management Council, which part of their work is to determine, what's the safe quota for fish during any given season. So that was Scott McMullen. You're listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. We're going to hear more about commercial fishing. I've been really enjoying this series and learning a lot about what's going on out there above and below the water on commercial fishing boats. And we see lots of them here on the Columbia. We have a big commercial fishing fleet in Warrenton and in Astoria and in Ilwaco as well. Have a great day.